So first of all, thank you so much for taking your time to speak with me today. It is a pleasure to be talking to you. So I have a list of questions that I prepared and I would like to ask, and I hope this could just be like a normal conversation, and any questions or comments you have besides those, please feel free to let me know. So first off, I wanted to ask you what drew you to your major, because I saw on your LinkedIn you majored in econ/math. And yeah. I wanted to ask like what your background in undergrad was and how it led to your career path, or like what are some skills and examples of topics like you had learned in your undergrad?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think my the path that I took to getting to the major that I eventually ended up with is probably a little bit unconventional. So when I started in college, I was in the School of Arts and Sciences, so I wasn't in the business school. So a lot of my friends who were in the business school were majoring in things like accounting or marketing or finance. I went to Fordham University. I started at Fordham as a math major, and just because I liked math. And I was like, well, if I like it, then, you know, at least it'll keep me interested. And, you know, it's a good field to be in. We'll see how it goes. Then, as part of the curriculum, I had to take an econ class just to, you know, check it off, kind of. And I actually loved it because it was kind of the cross between math and like real world applications. So then I discovered that within the School of Arts and Sciences, there was an interdisciplinary major called math and econ. So it's not a double major. It's kind of like,
combines both in one major.
Right. And I thought that was like happy like medium between both of them, because as I looked at the curriculum for like just a pure math major, as you got into your senior year, like some of the classes were just way too mathy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like the theory of numbers and like all of these things that I was like, okay, I get why you have to take those classes, but I don't know if I'm necessarily interested in that. So I found that major, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take it this way. And then I just so happened to have a good group of friends in the business school that were kind of like on a similar track in, you know, finance or accounting. And so a lot of the career advice that they were receiving, like from their mentors and in their classes, kind of got me on a similar road to going to career fairs and making sure that I was getting my resume out there. And I actually ended up having, like, one of my roommates was in the business school, and so we would kind of interview season together.
That's awesome.
And that's how I kind of like got into the business world of things. But I think I say it's like a little bit untraditional, my path, because I wasn't in the business school. I didn't have those like, you know, traditional business classes under my belt. And at the end of the day, in my interviews, I kind of tried to use that as my, kind of like as a differentiating factor. It's like, yes, I know I don't have those, you know, accounting classes under my belt, but I do have maybe some more history classes or economics classes that some of these other students haven't taken. So like I can bring a different perspective to the job. So
that's awesome. First of all, I just want to say you're a great speaker. Like, you're very captivating and I really love speaking to you. That was a really great story. I mean, I think that's a really interesting way that you put it, because like so many students, like they go into school and they don't realize that their major is going to change, and like you don't know the exact path they're going to go on. So I think that's like a really great example. So
yeah, thank you so much for saying that. Okay, that's I like that you said that, because it reminded me of, I also did a minor in visual arts, and I took art classes all throughout my time at the Mount, and it was like one of my favorite classes parts of the day. And then when I got into college, it was like, okay, I have all these requirements. I have to take econ, I have to take math. Mm-hmm. At one point, I was on a pre-med track. Like, I was like, wow. Jam-packed in my schedule. And yes, I was learning a lot. And it was, like, you know, great classes, great professors. But I didn't necessarily have that, like, creative outlet that I had always had at the Mount. And so I was like, you know, why not try and do a minor in in something that I'm interested in. So I picked up a fine arts minor, and I actually took, when I was studying abroad in London, I was able to kind of like create my own art class, like credits.
That's so cool. And
out of one of my architecture classes that I was taking there.
So you really tried a bunch of different things, pre-med, architecture, visuals.
Yeah, so a bunch of different things. And like, I also would say that when I first did the internship at the company I'm at now, like all of the kids in my intern class came from all different backgrounds. Like there were art history majors, there were English majors. Like it doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily need all of those, you know, the traditional majors that you would think you would need to get into business school, or into like a business type of job. I think one of the more important things is, if you do want to get into business, is that you're willing to learn. Because a lot of the things that you learn in college, like, yes, it's very important information, but what you're going to be doing on a day to day in your role is probably something you're going to learn on the job. It's not going to be something that you learned senior year of college. I think like a lot of the overarching like economic concepts and things like that, yes, like that's important to know and understand, but what you're actually going to be doing like on your day to day is going to be something that the person sitting next to you teaches you how to do.
That's a really important skill. Like, thank you for saying that, because, you know, I was wondering that myself, because I was thinking, you know, when I go to college, am I going to be using those exact skills like that I learned in my job? But that's really important to know. So thank you for saying that. That actually leads me right into my next question. I was going to ask what you do in your job as an associate or an analyst, or like what's a day in the life, as much as you feel comfortable saying, because I mean, I see these words, and you can look up the definition on Google, but it's not the same thing as like really talking to someone and understanding like what an analyst or an associate like does, and like the different rankings moving up like in your job too.
Yeah. No, that's a great question, because like honestly all of the words start looking the same and sounding the same after. Like after you read one job description, like the next one, it's all the same words, just in a different order. You know, so I totally understand the need to ask that question. And like going into interviews as a college student, I really had not much of a clue as to like what the job would look like. And
that's really relieving to hear. I said that's really relieving to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know if I'm going to be able to do justice to this question in explaining it, but I would say like at the highest level, any analyst or associate, that those are titles more for like junior roles. So like, you know, fresh out of college to maybe 3 years out of college, that's usually going to be your title, no matter like what company you're at. And at least in the financial services world that I've been working in, it's usually you're doing a lot of, you know, data analysis and making sure that if you're given a data set, how can you manipulate it to draw some insights from it? And once you have that list of insights, how can you tell that story on a slide? You know, that might be included in a bigger like slideshow or deck for senior management. So that's like one thing that an analyst or associate might do. It also depends like really on the role that you're in. So when I joined the firm that I'm at, I was in an analyst rotation program where you rotate throughout different roles. So it's like 1 year you're in more of a business management.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's also like, I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do. So for someone like me, I didn't have that dream job where I was like, this is what I want right out of college. So it was a great kind of alternative to be able to rotate and touch different parts of the bank that I was working at. So my first rotation was more like business management, kind of like similar to the work I was just describing. Like you get a data set, what does it mean, and how can we communicate that to senior management? My next rotation was more of a finance focused role. So that was like a little bit more of your traditional finance planning and analysis, like what you would expect if, you know, you were a finance major or an accounting major. So doing a lot of work in Excel and doing forecasting and things like that. So I actually going into that role was really nervous because I didn't have a lot of that exposure in college and in my classes. And so I think, especially when that's the case and you don't necessarily have that background, being honest about it to your manager is probably like the best thing you can do. Because what you don't want to do is say, oh yeah, like I can handle this. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, it's much more respectful to say, you know, I actually have no idea what this means. Can we please set up half an hour to go over it a little bit more in detail? Because it's only going to work in your favor at the end of the day. But I guess I'm like kind of getting off topic here, but I would say that analyst associates are really kind of living in the data a lot. Whether it's doing forecasting work for, you know, more of a finance team or doing like more strategy or business management type work. That's kind of what you're doing. And a lot of it is, like I said before, learning on the job and understanding the business that you're working for.
Wow, thank you. That is a lot better than looking at Google online and trying to figure it out. No, that honestly makes a lot of sense, especially I think like with your math education, that was probably a little bit easier for you than another person who didn't have as much exposure to math, because you just have to work with like so much numbers and things like that. Yeah. That's really cool. So this next question, I think you'll be really great at answering. I wanted to ask, did you believe like your education at like Mount St. Mary's, like being an all-girls high school, like influenced you and like your career and like the path that you were led on like today? Because I, you know, like you meet a lot of people, and a lot of people I talk to, you know, they don't have like the same perspective like as I do even now, like going to like Mount St. Mary's and being an all-girls school.
Yeah.
So I was just interested to see like if that really had like an impact in your life, and like being in an all-girls school, like how that like impacted your career.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think I actually have a funny story that I'll tell at the end of my question. No, I think it definitely did. Like my time at the Mount, like if you looked at Mary, the freshman year Mary at the Mount versus senior year Mary, like completely different person.
Yeah.
And me going into college, having done 4 years at the Mount, I was just more open to like raising my hand for things and getting involved. And I think, you know, whether I was doing like service trips or I was also involved with like our campus activities board at Fordham, which is kind of the equivalent of student council at the Mount. But just like knowing that getting involved, you're going to find a lot more value in the community that you're in. Like that mm-hmm. is something that I think the Mount gave me. And it also, one of the things that I think, no matter who you are at the Mount, you're always going to graduate a more confident person than you came in. So like I saw that for myself. I know my parents saw that. I see it in my sister who's at Mount now. It's like the confidence that you get from going to an all-girls school and being in a supportive environment is something that is...
I'm so sorry. There's dogs around me. Just...
Oh my gosh.
Give me 1 second. Hold on. Chops. Okay. I'm sorry, thank you for waiting. It might Chubbs, that's her name, might bark a little bit, so just try to
okay, no worries.
Deal with that.
What was I saying?
I was talking about how like Mount St. Mary's like makes you into a confident person.
Yeah. So and I think that's like especially going into, I mean, Fordham was, I would say, like a mid-sized school. Like it wasn't a huge state university or anything like that, but it definitely was an environment where I was confident in seeking out different communities and getting involved. I also think like academically, you know, going to an all-girl school, you're not afraid to, like, ask questions in class or, you know, like, ask those stupid questions, as they say. Like, as a math major, especially in, like, some of the more senior math classes, there weren't many girls in those classes, so it was, you know, majority of boys, and I, like, never had an issue with that, but, you know, just having that confidence to kind of just break that barrier and, like, ask the questions that everyone else is probably thinking in their head but isn't, like, brave enough to ask, I think is important. And then I think, you know, being able to get involved in college when it comes time to interview for roles, like, then you have all of those college experiences that you can talk about, right? So, like, even if they're not academic experience, even if you didn't intern at, like, an accounting firm when you were a freshman in college, like, maybe you did a service trip that summer that you can talk about in your interview. Like, anything that you do in school can always be presented in a way that, you know, you develop skills from that experience. So it doesn't always have to be something, like, super career focused. Like, one summer in college, I was a swim coach. And in one of my interviews, I was able to kind of frame that in a way where I was, like, strategically trying to put together a competitive relay team because, you know, I was, like, evaluating the faster swimmers, like, well, you know, things like that. So I guess, like, what I'm trying to say is the confidence that I gained from Mount put me in a good position to get involved at Fordham. And then using my experiences at Fordham, I think, put me in an even better position to interview for companies when it came time for that. The funny story I was going to tell you is when I interviewed for the company that I'm at now, they actually had on-campus interviews. So they brought Fordham alum to the campus and you, like, didn't have to leave campus at all. You just did everything in the Career Center, which was great. So I sit down, and I did have Mount St. Mary's on my resume. So I sit down, and the lady who's interviewing me, she's like, oh, you went to Mount St. Mary's. I was like, yeah. And then she was saying how her sons went to St. Peter's Prep and, like, all this stuff. And then she also ended up knowing Miss Toriak. Like,
wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is strange. But honestly, she was one of the hardest interviews that I had. And I was like, the only good thing out of that interview was the fact that she knew what Mount St. Mary's was. But I ended up getting the job. So who knows if that ended up playing into anything at all. But I always think about that because
that's so cool.
It's like such a small world.
That is. That's awesome. So, being in high school and, like, your first years of college, like, you were talking about, like, that process of getting a job and going for interviews, like, especially, like, when you're younger, especially in high school and your first 2 years of college, it's difficult to, like, get that first experience. So I was wondering if you had any advice on getting internships or, like, breaking into a business field, or if, like, you could go back in time and give yourself your 18, 17-year-old self advice, like, as a young student or someone just starting your career, like, what would that advice be?
That's a good question. I also think my, like, any advice I have is going to be pre-COVID, because I know you guys, or maybe not you, but, like, people who graduated, like, the year or two after me kind of got, like, mm-hmm. I want to say screwed over, but affected by the COVID environment. But I would say, I don't think I regret anything that I did during the summers of my senior year, during the summers of college. My first two summers, like I said, I was a swim coach, and, like, that was just so much fun. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with spending your summer doing a fun job. So whether that's, like, babysitting or, you know, being a lifeguard at the local pool or being a swim coach, like, you don't need this big fancy internship every single summer of college. So that would be my first piece of advice, because you're probably going to be working for the rest of your life, and it might be at a big fancy shiny company, and, like, why not use some of those summers to do something that's, like, maybe a little bit more enjoyable, where you can, like, be with your friends more. in terms of, you know, getting interviews and internships, I think a lot of people overlook the services that colleges provide. So like I said before, I did my interviews in the campus or in the campus career center. And that was because I heard about it because I went to a career fair on campus and, you know, I had someone look at my resume in the career center. And so I was like constantly trying to just make sure I was getting in on all of those services that they were provided. I mean, yeah, you can go in and apply to 100 jobs on LinkedIn. But like, there's also every other college kid is doing that same thing.
There's resources all of them. That you yeah. have access to. Yeah,
exactly. So like, why not get in touch with an alum that is going to have more of a pull than, you know, just a random like LinkedIn application. I think that is probably like the best way to go about things. And I would say that like your junior year summer of college is, if you can find something that like you're interested in, usually those companies are going to, or are going to be willing to bring you on full time or even just like stay in contact with you come graduation.
That's good to know.
So I would say, yeah, I would say first two summers of college, enjoy yourself. Like definitely, you know, find some type of work to do, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, anything too crazy. And then like junior year and I guess like sophomore year during the school year, seek out those opportunities that the university is providing you, because those are going to be your easiest ways in.
Okay. Thank you. That's really great advice. Also, I just wanted to ask, when you were at Mount, like, do you remember any of the teachers or any activities you did? Because I was just curious.
Yeah. So I like, I'd have to, I always ask Teresa when or who's still there, but.
Did you have Mr. Muratori?
Yes, I did have Mr. Muratori. And he, so this is actually really funny. I had Mr. Muratori and I'm trying to think who else is there. Miss Brennan is still there, I think, right?
Yes.
Mrs. Muratori was not Mrs. Muratori when I was there. She was Miss Bonte.
She's assistant directress now, so.
Yeah, she was, when I was there, she was a math teacher. Mr. Anzalone was there, but I never had him. Mr. Bonk. Magistra. I was a Latin student, but I think she's leaving.
Me too. She just left this year. I was so sad.
Oh my God, heartbreaking. Teresa told me that she was leaving the giraffe. What's the giraffe's name? Like
Jason?
Jason, yes, Jason. Who else? Miss Abrams, I think she retired.
Yeah, she retired.
Mrs. Frazier, I know she left, but she, I was in the same class as her daughter, and her daughter, Megan, also went to Fordham. So we, me and Megan were on exec board together, so we were pretty close. And then I, like, did some sports, but I wasn't really that good. But I would say exec board was, like, my biggest thing. Miss Brennan, who else is still there? Miss Cologne, she's still there?
Oh, chemistry, yes.
and Miss Davis. Physics?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, like, definitely changed, but I love my time at the Mount. And honestly, I had Miss Brennan for AP Stats, and, like, one of my biggest regrets of the Mount is I never took econ with Miss Brennan.
She's a great teacher.
Because all of my friends were in econ, and like some of them also took, I think it was like they all took macro, but you could take micro or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking AP Stats actually like this coming school year, but they have a different teacher teaching that this year.
Oh, darn. I loved that class. Like that was one of my favorite classes, and I wish I had taken more classes with Miss Brennan. Miss Grandstrand, is she still there?
Doesn't ring a bell.
No, she was like Miss Brennan's best friend, but she was my math teacher for like a few years. So mm-hmm. I would say like those two, Miss Grandstrand and Miss Brennan, and I guess Mr. Muratori, they were like, they were like big influencers of my love for math. So
that's amazing. Aww.
Yeah, I know, it's so sad. But Mr. Muratori also taught like a summer class at St. Joe's High School that my brothers went to. So a lot of my family has been educated in like algebra too by Mr. Muratori, which is kind of funny.
That's so cool.
I loved it, and I actually haven't been up there in a while, but Teresa's still there, so I'll get there
soon. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate you getting back so fast and just all of your openness and everything you talked about. Like, you gave me some amazing advice, and I loved all of your stories, and you're just such an awesome person. So thank you so much for being here today.